Relations, Public Affairs Broadcasting. Now it's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's get right into it. A Valentine's Day special tonight. This is Joe Farrell.
Thank you.
Joe Farrell to lead things off here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. As I said, Joe Farrell on tenor saxophone with Follow Your Heart. I believe that's a John McLaughlin composition. John McLaughlin on guitar on that one. That is from the Joe Farrell Quartet. As I mentioned, Joe Farrell on tenor sax, John McLaughlin on guitar, along with Dave Holland on bass and Jack DeJohnette, just with that driving beat on the drums. Love it. And talk about love it. This is a Valentine's Day special tonight. Most of the show is songs inspired by love. We're going to get down to the song you'd expect on a Valentine's Day special. This is Miles Davis, My Funny Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
yes. That was a gorgeous set indeed. Of course, the last one you heard was the great Bill Evans from the Live at the Village Vanguard album, My Foolish Heart. And that features Bill Evans. Just can't say enough about how he plays piano on that one. Same with Scott LaFaro laying down just a very, very thoughtful bass, and Paul Motion adding color on the drums. Bill Evans. Before that, we heard My Funny Valentine to celebrate Valentine's Day, which is coming up tomorrow, I believe. No, Monday. My Funny Valentine with the great Miles Davis. We heard two versions of that. The first one from Miles Davis, probably the most famous of the those renditions of My Funny Valentine. That's from the album Cooking with Miles Davis Quintet. And that one features Miles Davis on trumpet, Paul Chambers laying it down on the bass as always, Red Garland on piano, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Sitting out on that one, but on the album, John Coltrane is tenor sax on most of the other cuts on that album, recorded back in 1957. And after that, we heard another version of My Funny Valentine, perhaps a little on the edge, a little avant-garde version. That's Sky Steele on the violin, the Sky Steele Quintet. We're trying to figure out whether that was done as a duet situation with a bass or a cello or something. I don't have the liner notes in front of me, but a very fine album, Sky Steele Quintet. The name of the album is Late Bloomer. And as I said, you heard his rendition of My Funny Valentine. All right, moving on with the theme, the love theme for today is going to be another great ballad as performed by John Coltrane. This is My One and Only Love.
While you're in my arms, I feel your lips so warm and tender. My one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven. A heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love. My
Wow, that ended kind of abruptly, but that's where it ended. Very strange. So In Love is the name of the track. That was Chick Corea live at Montreux with a great quartet there. Chick Corea on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Roy Haynes on drums, and Gary Peacock on bass from the album Live at Montreux. Before that, we heard from John Coltrane, the incomparable John Coltrane. I got that one from a compilation called The Gentle Side of John Coltrane, but that is the great John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman collaboration. And you heard My One and Only Love. And man, is that a silky, smooth voice or what? It just went perfectly with Train's gorgeous tenor sax on that one. All right, time now, 6:37 here on WHUS. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're doing a Valentine special, and I have my Valentine with me right here. Claire is with me at the studio, as well as my father. I'm glad to have my dad here as well. Makes for a fun evening, and I hope you're digging the vibe as well. We're going to keep on going with this little theme we've got here of music, which is based on love for Valentine's Day. And this one is kind of a nice track. I hope this track, when you hear it, I hope the song brings a memory to you. I'm just going to play it. This is from Cyrus Chestnut. Thank you. All right. In that set, we heard two great piano trio albums from people maybe you don't listen to all that much, but great players for sure. The last one you heard. And they were both doing some popular covers of some great songs from maybe back in the 70s. The last one you heard, of course, Sonny. And as I said, Steve Coon on piano from the album Love Walked In. And that's a great trio of Steve Coon on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. Before that, we heard from Cyrus Chestnut from the album Genuine Chestnut. And we heard the track that was made so popular by Roberta Flack, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. And that is Cyrus Chestnut on piano. Michael Hawkins, who I'd never heard before, but he was just killing it on bass on that. Actually, was almost making those blowing out our bass speakers here in the studio. And Neil Smith, a solid drummer indeed, and he was keeping the beat on that one. Also with the addition of Steve Coon on percussion on that as well. Yes, Cyrus Chestnut and Steve Coon. Time now is 6:52. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And before we keep going on, I'd want to mention a couple things. My website, for one, if you'd like, check out my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And over there I have a podcast, so you can listen to past shows. You can check out the playlist if there's something you heard and not sure what it was. You can check it out there. And there's links where you can purchase the music that you're hearing and thereby supporting these great jazz artists and supporting the podcast as well. So I definitely urge you to head on over to jazzandbeyond.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast there, and that way it'll get downloaded into your iTunes automatically each and every week, synced to your iPod or other mobile device. So make sure you check that out, jazzandbeyond.com. Also, check out the great website of this radio station, www.whus.org. And there you'll find all kinds of blogs. You'll find the playlists from the shows. You can check out all the jazz blogs, including ones that I've written there as well. So make sure you check that out. We're going to continue on now with more music. We're doing the theme of love. All the titles you've heard today are inspired by love. And this one, perhaps a different kind of love than you'd think. This is Ravi Coltrane. And the name of the track is For Toria. And Toria is the spiritual name of Ravi Coltrane's mother, the great Alice Coltrane. But this is from a recent album from Ravi Coltrane called Blending Times, For Toria. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that is Kent Hewitt from his album Time on My Hands. I love that name for an album for a piano player, Time on My Hands. And the name of that track was My Romance. And before that, we heard from Ravi Coltrane from the album Blending Times, his latest release. And we heard the track For Toria. And on that one, it features Brandy Younger playing harp on that one. And there's a local connection there, as Brandy is a University of Hartford graduate and plays in this area quite a bit. So people from around here know Brandy well. And name of that track was For Toria, and that was named for Ravi Coltrane's mother, Alice Coltrane. That was her spiritual name. All right, let's see. Time now is 7:11. You're listening to WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And WHUS is going to be sponsoring a very, very, what I think is going to be a great and interesting concert on February 22nd. That's a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And it's going to be the Brooklyn College Big Band. And they're going to be performing a composition called the Black Liberation Movement Suite. And it's actually a composition that was commissioned back in the 60s or early 70s, perhaps, by the Black Panther Party. It was written by trumpeter Calvin Massey, and it's going to be performed here under the direction of Salim Washington. He's a saxophone player and arranger. He's performed in the Hartford area before, and I have an album of his from a different project called Salim Washington and RBA. But again, it's a great arrangement of a large ensemble. Definitely, if you can make it out on February 22nd to see this, it's going to be really a fine concert, I'm sure. It's at the Vander Maiden Hall here at the campus of University of Connecticut, so make sure you check that out. And let's listen to Salim Washington and RBA performing Love in Exile.